Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
There's a chilly breeze blowing over Lake Gaston this morning, but isn't it gorgeous? We'll talk about how much cooler our temperatures will be across the area today.
A troubling scene at another lake as you look live right now. Lake Jordan Lake right now. A search for a teenager who disappeared while jet skiing resumes this morning.
A fire that burned more than 100 acres in Cumberland County still burning this morning. The work that lasted late into the night as crews fought to keep the flames away from nearby homes. And smoke still lingering in that area as well. Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. We made it to Wednesday, and look at this gorgeous sunrise right now. It is much colder this morning than what we've been used to. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, as predicted, we've been talking about this. This is the day. This is the turning point right now as you head outside Elizabeth Garden, the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Colder temperatures are going to stick around.
They are. It looks like it's going to be, you know, well into the latter part of this month before we see any sort of changes. 42 is our temperature right now. Beautiful sunrise beginning here in downtown Raleigh. We're looking at the legislative building where you can see the flags moving a little bit. They're not whipping around, but our wind is coming out of the northwest now, and that has been pushing the cooler air in all morning. We are gusting to 16 in Goldsboro. The gusts are in the box on the right side, and we're not seeing gusty winds everywhere, but we could, as we get through the morning, see some winds gusting 10, 15, maybe even up to 20 miles per hour out of the northwest. Not as windy as it was yesterday, but we're just seeing the tail end of that wind dying down as we get through the day today. We did just drop to 38 in Southern Pine. It's almost freezing in South Hill right now. 41 in Rocky Mount, 42 in Durham and Raleigh. Temperatures have been dropping steadily. We might see a couple of other spots dropping into the 30s in the next hour. Our temperatures are running 13 to 21 degrees colder than they were yesterday, so you'll definitely feel that. At lunchtime, instead of 70s, we're talking 50s, about 52 at noon, and our temperatures climb to around 60 this afternoon. Just expect it to be chilly like this for the next several days. The next thing that we're watching is our potential for some frost and freezing conditions tomorrow morning and again later in the weekend. Brian.
6:02 right now, Elizabeth, checking that live sensor data. We're not picking up any congestion anywhere in the triangle right now. All of our major routes are looking good in Raleigh and Durham. Do have a report of a disabled vehicle over on the west side of Raleigh, Western Boulevard at Method Road, and a little bit of a mystery right now on 440 westbound. They have been doing some overnight closures there because of the Beltline widening project, and right now I'm not getting any sensor data between Western Boulevard and the I-40 interchange, which indicates it may still be closed there on 440 westbound. And unfortunately, the DOT cameras are not working out there, so we can't see exactly what's happening. But just a heads up as we work to figure out what's happening out there, 440 westbound may be closed right now around Jones Franklin Road and Western Boulevard.
There's a large woods fire still smoldering in some spots, 14 hours now after it started. This is in Cumberland County, and Michael Grace has been in that area overnight in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. I know you can smell the smoke where you are right now, Michael. What else are you learning about this as they try to keep an eye on those hot spots?
Yeah, I mean, for right now, it seems like visibility in terms of the smoke is okay. I just saw a school bus go by getting ready to pick up the kids this morning. There was a small fire right behind me, about 500 yards behind me. It looks like that has also gone out, but Forest Service has been making the rounds up and down Dudley Road where this fire started since I got here. But let's get to this video of what this fire looked like yesterday. This all happened at around 4 p.m. Started on Dudley. They shut down the road all the way until Max Simmons. And when I got here at around 2, that's where the majority of the smoke was coming from, Max Simmons Road. Firefighters were still working against some flames that was right by a home. And they did clear out at around 3 in the morning. But again, they're still smoldering. A lot of smoke overnight, and Red Cross did have to assist with for those people, 10 different homes that were evacuated. 30 different fire crews were working at this at the height of this fire. But after this, I'm actually going to break down the camera, keep driving up and down Dudley Road, and see what the smoke looks like in some of these areas, including Mack Simmons Road, where it was the worst earlier this morning. So I'll keep you updated once I get down there. Live in Cumberland County, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
It's a dangerous season for situations like these. An even bigger fire is burning on the coast, where Marines at Camp Lejeune will be driving through smoke this morning. Officials say a massive brush fire there has burned about 3,500 acres heavy woodland off of Marines Road. Base official Facebook page posted these photos after 1 o'clock this morning, saying that fire is mostly contained now. No injuries or damage to any buildings have been reported.
Breaking news. Emergency crews will be at Jordan Lake this morning to search for a teenager who's been missing for about 10 hours. WRL's Naya Harden is live at the Farrington Point boat access. Naya, the teen was jet skiing when this all happened.
That's right, Renee. And within the last minute, we just started seeing crews arriving here. You can see the boat that just got here with the sheriff's office. This is, we know that they are going to resume that search this morning. And it looks like they're getting a much earlier start than we had anticipated for them to, which is some good news there that they're able to get ahead of this morning, as this is the area where they're going to continue looking for that missing teen. Now, crews were out here last night, but nothing turned up. A teenager, we're told, was reported missing just before 8 o'clock last night. That teen went out on a jet ski with someone else in Jordan Lake when it started having mechanical problems. The other person on a different jet ski went back to try and get a rope to pull the teenager back. But when they returned, they say the jet ski was there, but the teen was gone. Now, we have reached out to the sheriff's office as well, trying to get more information, get an update this morning as to what's going to be going on and about the missing teen. Once we get that, we'll make sure to pass it along. Naya Harden, WRL News in Chatham County.
We're also working to learn more about the condition of a person who was hit by a car in Northeast Raleigh. This happened shortly before 10 p.m. on Spring Forest Road near Capitol Boulevard. The road was closed while police investigated, but it has since reopened. We know the person who was hit has serious injuries, and we'll bring you any updates as soon as we get them.
A heads up for your commute tomorrow morning. The DOT says it will close the intersection of Hillsborough Street and Blue Ridge Road late tonight. That's the latest word after days of delays. We've been telling you about this. The intersection is expected to be closed for several months while this construction work is happening. The plan is to make Blue Ridge Road pass underneath Hillsborough Street, the railroad tracks, and Barrel Road. It is all part of a larger construction plan to make that intersection safer for people attending events at the state fairgrounds and PNC Arena.
Later this month, leaders in Wake County schools will explore the possibility of attendance bonuses for bus drivers amid this ongoing worker shortage. The county needs hundreds of drivers to fully staff its routes. Making it worse is when any of them are absent for any reason. The school board will meet next on March 21st for that.
Tonight, Chapel Hill could move forward with a controversial housing project despite concerns over coal ash. Town Council is set to discuss the next steps for a future municipal center and affordable housing on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. That same site was used as a trash pit for decades, with enough toxic coal ash to fill 18 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Some have expressed health concerns for any future residents. Town officials say removing the ash would cost $16 million and plan to cap it with clean soil instead. Tonight's meeting is at 7.
Two U.S. citizens are back on American soil this morning after being kidnapped in Mexico. Two of their friends were killed. Friends of the victims say 33-year-old Latavia McGee was trying to get to a medical clinic for a procedure. She was traveling with three friends. Investigators believe they got lost and then came under gunfire from a drug cartel. They were then loaded into the back of a truck and abducted. One person has been detained out of this so far, a 24-year-old accused of keeping watch on the people who were being kidnapped there. The investigation is ongoing.
This morning on Today, in an NBC News exclusive, the older brother of one of the kidnapping victims talks about the moment he learned his brother had made it.
Like, the first thing was that I was relieved, but I just had faith that he's a tough guy, like you said, and that he would pull through and that he would want to live. I know you can't always control that, but at least I knew that the desire to live would be there.
You can hear more of that interview this morning at 7 on Today.
Happening right now in the WRAL Live Center. Officials in California are warning residents to prepare for 2 weeks of essentials. This all in anticipation of a massive amount of rain they're about to get. This all comes as the state continues to recover from the colossal amounts of snow that have mountain communities trapped right now. The combination, they say, of heavy rain and snowmelt may lead to flooding. Additionally, they say the heavy rain could lead the snow weight to increase, which can cause roofs to collapse. In response to all of this, counties have begun preparations ahead of this looming storm. Fire departments say they will have staff prepared for rescues just in case.
Today, Norfolk Southern will hold safety briefings with its employees as the National Transportation Safety Board is opening a special investigation into the company's practices. That railway has come under fire for a handful of incidents, including two train derailments in Ohio that happened just weeks apart. And yesterday, a train conductor was killed after a collision in Cleveland. There have been five serious accidents since December of 2021, resulting in three deaths.
And Jeff, in East Palestine, Ohio, researchers say they found more chemicals in the water near the train derailment site than government officials reported. A team from Purdue University sampled water from two creeks near the site of the February 3rd derailment. They say they found previously unreported chemicals, including one that can cause coughing and shortness of breath. The team sent its findings to the U.S. Senate Committee on the Environment and Public Works, which will hold a hearing on the derailment tomorrow.
UNC and NC State fans will have their eyes on Greensboro tonight as their teams try to advance in the ACC men's basketball tournament. The Tar Heels tip it with Boston College 7 o'clock tonight, and after that, NC State will play Virginia Tech. That game is scheduled to tip off at 9:30. Duke gets its tournament run started tomorrow afternoon against either Pitt or Georgia Tech. WRL's live coverage from Greensboro Coliseum will get started 4 o'clock this afternoon. Gerald Owens will be there live with pre- and post-game coverage, along with the WRL sports team.
It is 6:11. We now know more about a serious crash in Raleigh that killed a man and left a mother and her child hurt. Neighbors describe what they heard in a crash caused by street racers. Plus,
if you were just a tourist, you should have probably lined up at the visitor center.
Senator Tom Tillis is calling out Fox News host Tucker Carlson. The reaction to Carlson's downplaying of the January 6th attack.
And the colder air is here. You'll feel it this morning and this afternoon. Temperatures the next couple of days will be in the 60s. Friday's cooler with some rain showers. I'll show you the timeline for rain on Friday and Sunday coming up.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:14 on a definitely cooler morning. We take a look at Rocky Mount 41, Durham's 42, Raleigh's 42. We're starting to see a pretty sunrise across our area right now. It's a little bit breezy like it was last night, but, it's going to be coat weather now for the foreseeable future. Temperatures upper 30s to low 40s as you're heading out the door, but with lots of sunshine. You know, we're going to have to get back into the habit of grabbing that coat when you walk out the door. Our temperature at lunchtime, just 50 degrees, and definitely not shorts and T-shirts weather for the kids as they get off the bus, as temperatures at that point will still only be in the upper 50s to around 60. We're looking at cool temperatures. We have a couple of mornings where we could see some frost or freezing conditions across the area. I'll show you which ones look the coolest coming up. Brian?
6:15, Elizabeth, and we have an update on the situation on 440 westbound. This is the camera at US 1 at Walnut Street looking back toward I-40, and way back there in the distance, we can see some headlights on 440 westbound. So they have now reopened that westbound side between Western Boulevard out toward Jones Franklin Road. Traffic now is flowing freely through that area. They are doing some overnight construction, and they're going to have some lane closures and also complete closures of 440 at times. They're on the west side of Raleigh between midnight and 5 a.m. this week. Look out for a disabled vehicle on Western Boulevard at Method Road, not causing any problems right now. And around the rest of the triangle, we're still looking pretty good on major routes. Renee?
Thanks, Brian. We're working to learn more about the conditions of a woman and child who were hurt when their SUV was hit by a street racer in Raleigh. We told you about this crash on Atlantic Avenue as breaking news all yesterday morning. One of the racers died after losing control of his vehicle. As Sky 5 flew over the aftermath, we found out the second racer crashed a red Chevy Camaro and left the scene. People who live in the area say they heard the crash shortly after it happened.
A loud bang, and we weren't sure if it was like a gunshot or like it was extremely loud, and we popped up and we could see through the tree line, and you could see there was like some brake lights, but you weren't really sure if it was an accident.
Atlantic Avenue was closed for more than 5 hours yesterday morning as police investigated.
Durham police are investigating a deadly crash involving a man who police say was hit by a car at Hillsborough Road right at the 15501 overpass. This is Sky 5 video from that scene. The road was closed for hours Tuesday while authorities investigated. That man died at the scene. So far, police have not said if the driver will be charged. The man who died, his name has not been released. Fox News host Tucker Carlson is accusing top Republicans, including Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina, of lies and censorship. This comes after Carlson released selected clips from 40,000 hours of video from the January 6th Capitol riots given to him by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Carlson has used the clips to downplay the violence at the Capitol. Senator Tillis and other Senate Republicans joined Democrats in criticizing his actions.
I was here. I was down there. And I saw maybe a few tourists, a few people who got caught up in things. But when you see police barricades breached, when you see police officers assaulted, all of that, or you had to be in close proximity to it, if you were just a tourist, you should have probably lined up at the visitor center.
Capitol Police have also condemned Carlson's comments about the January 6th video. House Republicans, meanwhile, have mostly supported Carlson.
This morning, today is celebrating International Women's Day by sharing the stories of incredible women breaking barriers and changing the history books. And supermodel Iman will join live to talk about how she is supporting women around the world. Today airs at 7 right here on WREL. It is a chilly but beautiful start to our Wednesday as we take a look around town. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center with some pretty views.
Now that view behind you is pretty there. That sunrise starting to shine there. Goldsboro looking pretty there. A little bit of light there behind the buildings. Apex looking pretty this morning. Chapel Hill, nice and quiet, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And it looks nice in Durham this morning as well. But definitely the colder air has arrived. We talked about it yesterday, watching that cold front sink southward across the region yesterday. See the blue color contours that are with us today, and that's going to stay with us probably for the next 2 weeks at least. At this point, taking a look at the models as far out as they go, our temperatures look chilly. We're going to watch this next system that rolls in to help to bring us some rain on Friday, and the temperatures will be chilly along with that. But this evening, it looks just fine. We're going to see a beautiful day today. It's just going to be a little bit cooler. March Madness, of course, kicks off in Greensboro. If you're headed over to the Greensboro Coliseum at 7 o'clock, it'll be 52. Boston College plays UNC, and at 9:30, Virginia Tech plays NC State. Temperatures will be in the mid-40s, but nice and dry. After that, we're watching some rain that rolls in for Friday. Late Thursday night into early Friday, we start to see some of those showers. Earlier, it looked like the rain would all be Friday afternoon, but now the system is moving faster, and so it looks like we could see some rain during the morning commute on Friday. It starts to taper off during the evening, and then Saturday looks dry. Could be some snow in the mountains. I'll tell you what, the ski resorts are holding on for dear life. I think they're waiting for this weekend where it'll be colder and they'll have some snow and maybe be able to make some of it. Saturday looks dry, but Sunday we have another system that rolls in. We'll likely see rain late on Sunday. I think the first half will be dry and we'll see an increasing chance for rain during the afternoon. It'll be a wet Sunday night, a wet Monday morning, but then we'll start to see that precipitation moving out. Friday's rain doesn't look very heavy, maybe a tenth to a quarter of an inch, but then we'll add to it late Sunday into early Monday, and that could bring us back up to maybe half an inch to an inch of rain. This is the time of year when we often begin to see severe storms. None of that in our forecast anytime soon, but it's our statewide tornado drill. Kids tend to practice this at school, but no matter where you work, you should know your plan. Know how to get into a safe place. Talk about that with your coworkers and your bosses today. Daylight saving time begins over the weekend. We turn those clocks ahead 1 hour before you go to bed. Change all your batteries and your smoke detectors and CO2 warning devices as well. Temperatures close to 60 for today and tomorrow, but look at that, 35 degrees for tomorrow morning. So there's likely to be some patchy frost. We can see frost again on Sunday morning and again on Tuesday morning. Highs will be in the 50s for much of next week, and it'll be pretty chilly on Friday with that rain at only 50. Brian?
621 right now. Let's take a look at that live camera at 87 at Smithfield Road in Knightdale. Headlights you see there are southbound coming in from Knightdale back toward Raleigh. Still looking good in eastern Wake County and around the rest of the triangle. Just check with Raleigh 911 and that disabled vehicle out on Western Boulevard at Method Road. Really the only significant issue that they're reporting right now. Also quiet in Durham. Just want to give you a reminder that we've been talking about this morning and really for the past several days. Starting later tonight, that's when the DOT expects to close Hillsborough Street at Blue Ridge Road. Road. This is a long-term closure of that intersection as they run Blue Ridge Road under Barrel Road and the railroad tracks and Hillsborough Street. They're going to have a little connector road that will help you get between Hillsborough and Blue Ridge, but through traffic heading out to the fairgrounds, you're going to need to think about alternate routes starting with tomorrow morning's commute. Wade Avenue, Edwards Mill Road, Western Boulevard. Just be prepared for that in West Raleigh.
Brian, thank you. Lawmakers want answers about the safety of our airlines. The hearing that is happening today after a series of scary incidents in the air.
The city of Memphis will release more video in the Tyre Nichols case today. The new information coming out as the city's investigation wraps up.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Jeremy Renner is making his comeback just 2 months after his near-deadly accident.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
This is some good news here. Yeah. Renner is coming back with a new Disney Plus show called Renovations, which debuts next month. And, you know, just when I thought they were out of ideas for new shows, get this. He takes decommissioned government vehicles and repurposes them into new creations. He says that knowing that the show was coming out was a driving force in his recovery.
And Renovations, I mean, perfect. He's my Hogan's hero of the day, I tell you, with that type of quip with a name. But he's a tinkerer, a known tinkerer. But he had 30 broken bones in his body after that wreck. But you know that snowplow accident that he had? That thing was a snow cat that he had modified and turned it into his own personal snowplow.
So. And he was out helping somebody else, right, from the snow?
Yeah,
and trying to, do good and then got injured. But so glad that he's okay, and now he has a new show. I'd watch.
Yeah, looks interesting. A group of women in a Kentucky senior living facility who went viral with their creation of Rihanna's Super Bowl halftime show have caught the attention of the stars. Take a look at that. Both Rihanna and Jay-Z have sent flowers to these ladies, congratulating them on their performance and their newfound online fame.
Just adorable. I mean, dancing grannies, that's social media gold. But I think next year for the Super Bowl, they need to hire them, and they could do the halftime show.
Part of it.
The internet loves it.
It'd be great. Yeah, they do. Take to it. Hey, Brian, thank you. The Carolina Hurricanes celebrating another win after tying the Montreal Canadiens at 3 with a goal in the closing minutes last night. They went on to get the win in a shootout after overtime. 4-3 the final. The Canes have now won 3 in a row. They return home tomorrow night for a game against the Philadelphia Flyers.
Speaking of flyers, if you're headed out to the airport this morning, skies are clear. Shouldn't have any problem getting anywhere. Temperatures in some spots are going to be in the upper 30s, looking at low 40s. Expect lunchtime temperatures closer to 50. I'll show you when we could see some overnight freezing temperatures coming up.
Bars and restaurants are preparing for a really busy day as we look ahead for day 2 of the ACC men's basketball tournament. Just ahead, how we are preparing to see NC State and UNC.